FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Access Bank Zambia has paid out 3 billion kwacha to 311,000 farmers who sold their maize to the Food Reserve Agency. A spot check at Access Bank Lumumba branch found scores of farmers from Lusaka province receiving their money. Speaking to the media after monitoring the progress, Bank Acting Managing Director Dr. Ihini Nogu said the bank is determined to ensure that all farmers across the country are paid. He has added that Access Bank branches nationwide will remain open today and on Sunday until 16 hours to facilitate the payments.
We've paid about 3 billion to a total of over 311,000 customers. I'm happy to say that the process is going on very smoothly. As you can see, we're here to ensure that farmers are paid in a manner that, they will enjoy our service in a dignified way. We are ensuring that there is safety. We're ensuring that there is security.
Meanwhile, Patriots for Economic Progress President Sean Tembo has expressed disappointment that government has failed to fulfill its promise to pay all farmers who supplied maize to the FRA in 2025 by the January 10, 2026 deadline.
We wish to reiterate our previous call that government must now add interest on the payments that are due to the farmers, because these amounts are more than 6 months overdue. And government is fully aware that there is a time value attached to money. You cannot lend or borrow money from someone and not add interest. As the case is, the amount of interest that should be added to the farmers is very easy to calculate, in the sense that it is simply the difference in market price of the maize between June of 2025 and January of 2026.
Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi has dismissed social media claims alleging that a bus driver died during yesterday's riot at the University Teaching Hospital, stating that no fatality was recorded. In an interview, Mr. Chilavi has explained that the police delayed issuing an official statement to allow time for fact-finding on the ground, and by the time the statement was released, no deaths had been confirmed by officers at the scene or by medical authorities. He said the incident was characterized by confusion and disorder at UTH, during which several people sustained injuries and are currently receiving treatment at the hospital, contrary to online reports. Mr. Chilavi has urged the members of the public to rely on verified information from the Zambia Police Service on matters under investigation, assuring that updates will be provided should any new developments arise.
As it is, there is no fatality recorded. No speculations. In the statement, we issued it late so that, we get the latest. As at that time, we had no fatalities recorded in that incident. What we issued were the facts, and in such a case, better you get the facts from the Zambia Police Service. I know there could be those, speculations, someone has died here and there. You check, there's nothing. As it is, the victims are there receiving treatment at UTH. We'll keep on updating members of the public if at all there are any new developments that are evolving out of that.
Itezi Member of Parliament Twambo Mutinta has disclosed that more than 1,533 pupils who qualified to progress to Form 1 in Itezi District have failed to secure school places due to inadequate secondary school infrastructure. Mr. Mutinta has noted that despite massive investment in classroom infrastructure over the past 2 years, which has seen the construction of more than 40 classroom blocks, the district continues to experience a severe shortage of classroom space, particularly at secondary school level. He has explained that Itezi currently has only one functional boarding secondary school and 3 day secondary schools operating on a weekly basis, a situation he described as unsustainable given the district's rapidly growing population. Mr. Mtinta has since urged the Ministry of Education to urgently construct at least two new secondary schools in the district, revealing that land has already been secured in Masasabi, Nanjila, Munga and Nakavangwe to facilitate the expansion.
I want to urge the Ministry of Education to urgently come on board and construct at least two new secondary schools in the district. And I must mention that land has already been secured by the DEBS, the council and the district leadership in Masasabi, Nanjira, Munga and Nakavangwe to support this expansion. Despite these challenges, I also want to indicate that the district, working through the Constituent Development Fund and the Ministry of Education, we are also working hard to find ways and means to mitigate this crisis in the short term.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia has cautioned political parties, candidates and campaign teams taking part in the Chawama parliamentary and Kasama mayoral by-elections to strictly comply with the law governing the use of campaign regalia. In a statement, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro has expressed concern over indications that some political parties and individuals not participating in the Chawama parliamentary by-election are engaging in campaign activities using party regalia, symbols or colours. Mr. Kasaro has warned that such actions have the potential to confuse voters and undermine order and integrity in the electoral process. He has clarified that under Section 2 of the Electoral Process Act, campaign material includes party or candidate manifestos, advertisements, billboards, posters, t-shirts, cloth, and any other materials depicting party colors, symbols, designs, or pictorial images of a candidate. Mr. Kasaro has emphasized that only political parties and candidates duly contesting the Chawama parliamentary by-election scheduled for January 15, 2026 and the ongoing Kasama mayoral by-election are permitted to use their registered campaign regalia, symbols and colours within their respective constituencies.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government says that the country will not face any setbacks in debt repayment following its decision to end the extended credit facility program under the International Monetary Fund. In an interview, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane said despite the ECF coming to an end this month, the 2026 national budget has adequate provisions to meet Zambia's debt obligations to its creditors. Dr. Msokotwane has noted that debt restructuring is being undertaken on the basis that, once fully implemented, debt servicing will remain within government's capacity. He has added that Zambia remains committed to restructuring the remaining 6% of its debt under the next IMF successor program.
The debt restructuring that was undertaken was made on the basis that after restructuring, the debt servicing that had to be undertaken is within the capability of the Zambian government's budget. There was no contingency to say, unless there's an IMF program, then if this comes to the end, then you will not be able to service debt, you will not be able to continue with the social investment, you will not be able to. That was never part of the understanding. So we are okay.
The top international news.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has called anti-government protesters troublemakers who are trying to please the President of the U.S. Iran also sent a letter to the United Nations Security Council blaming the U.S. for turning the protests into what it called violent, subversive acts and widespread vandalism in Iran. Trump, meanwhile, said Iran was in big trouble. The protests in the 13th day erupted over the economy and have grown into the largest in years, leading to calls for an end to the Islamic Republic and some urging the restoration of their monarchy. The BBC has more.
Another night of anti-government protests have swept Iran, with crowds chanting slogans against the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. One doctor said he treated many protesters with gunshots.